It's March 17th. We begin our Bible reading today as usual in the Old Testament. Today we'll be reading from the book of Numbers, chapter 26, verses 1 through 51. And here's what we'll discover there. Balaam could not destroy Israel with his curses, but he could defile Israel with his counsel. He seduced the Jews into disobeying God by suggesting that Balak invite Israel to their religious feasts of the Moabites. There, the Jews quickly fell into sin. Beware of those who lead you astray, who have a desire to be religious with you, and it's always ending up with Jesus plus something else. Moses had commanded the people to separate themselves from the nations around them and to avoid their abominable religious practices. Israel abandoned its special position with God and compromised with sin, just as Adam and Eve did in the very beginning. The result? Well, 24,000 Jews died from a plague God sent to the camp. He is a jealous God. It was not Moses, the leader, or Eleazar, the high priest, who stopped the plague, but Phinehas, the son of Eleazar. His devotion to the Lord brought him a special commendation and reward from the Lord. Well, God's people must beware compromising with the enemy. If Satan does not succeed as the devouring lion, he will come as the deceiving serpent. The taking of the second census was a sign that the nation's wanderings were soon to end. Note the people in this list who are given special attention: Dathan and Abiram, who rebelled against the Lord; Nadab and Abihu, who defied the Lord; and Joshua and Caleb, who believed the Lord. And with that, let's begin our reading today, here in the Old Testament. March 17th, the Old Testament. Numbers chapter 26, verses 1 through 51. After the plague had ended, the Lord said to Moses and to Eleazar, son of Aaron the priest, "Take a census of all the men of Israel who are 20 years old or older, to find out how many of each family are of military age." At that time, the entire nation of Israel was camped on the plains of Moab, beside the Jordan River, across from Jericho. So Moses and Eleazar the priest issued these census instructions to the leaders of Israel: "Count all the men of Israel 20 years old and older, just as the Lord commanded Moses. This is the census record of all the descendants of Israel who came out of Egypt. These were the clans descended from Reuben, Jacob's oldest son: the Hanokite clan, named after its ancestor Hanok; the Paluite clan, named after its ancestor Palu; the Hezronite clan, named after its ancestor Hezron; the Carmite clan, named after its ancestor Carmi. The men from all the clans of Reuben numbered 43,730. Palu was the ancestor of Eliab, and Eliab was the father of Nemuel, Dathan, and Abiram. This Dathan and Abiram are the same community leaders who conspired with Korah against Moses and Aaron, defying the Lord. But the earth opened up and swallowed them with Korah, and 250 of their followers were destroyed that day by fire from the Lord. This served as a warning to the entire nation of Israel. However, the sons of Korah did not die that day. These were the clans descended from the sons of Simeon: the Nemuelite clan, named after its ancestor Nemuel; the Jamonite clan, named after its ancestor Jamin; the Jachonite clan, named after its ancestor Jachin; the Zerahite clan, named after its ancestor Zerah; the Shaulite clan, named after its ancestor Shaul. The men from all the clans of Simeon numbered 22,200. These were the clans described from the sons of Gad: the Zephonite clan, named after its ancestor Zephon; the Haggite clan, named after its ancestor Haggai; the Shunite clan, named after its ancestor Shuni; the Osnite clan, named after its ancestor Osni; the Erite clan, named after its ancestor Eri; the Erudite clan, named after its ancestor Erodai; the Aralite clan, named after its ancestor Areli; The men from all the clans of Gad numbered 40,500. Judah had two sons, and Onan, who had died in the land of Canaan. But the following clans descended from Judah's surviving sons. The Shelonite clan, named after its ancestor Shelah. The Perizzite clan, named after its ancestor Perez. The Zerahite clan, named after its ancestor Zerah. These were the sub-clans descended from the Perizzites. The Hezronites, named after their ancestor Hezron. The Hamulites, named after their ancestor Hamul. The men from all the clans of Judah numbered 76,500. These were the clans descended from the sons of Issachar. The Tolaite clan, named after its ancestor Tola. The Puite clan, named after its ancestor Pua. The Jashubite clan, named after its ancestor Jashub. The Shimronite clan, named after its ancestor Shimron. The men from all the clans of Issachar numbered 64,300. These were the clans descended from the sons of Zebulun. The Seredite clan, named after its ancestor Sered. The Elonite clan, named after its ancestor Elon. The Jalilite clan, named after its ancestor Jalil. The men from all the clans of Zebulun numbered 60,500. Two clans were descended from Joseph through Manasseh and Ephraim. These were the clans descended from Manasseh. The Machirite clan, named after its ancestor Machir. The Gileadite clan, named after its ancestor Gilead, Machir's son. These were the sub-clans descended from the Gileadites. The Iezerites, named after their ancestor Iezer. The Helekites, named after their ancestor Helek. The Azirelites, named after their ancestor Azrael. The Shechemites, named after their ancestor Shechem. The Shemidahites, named after their ancestor Shemida. The Hepherites, named after their ancestor Hepher. Hepher's son, Zelophehad, had no sons, but his daughters' names were Mahalah, Noah, Hoglah, Milcah, and Tirzah. The men from all the clans of Manasseh numbered 52,700. These were the clans descended from the sons of Ephraim. The Shuthelahite clan, named after its ancestor Shuthila. The Bekorite clan, named after its ancestor Bekor. The Tahanite clan, named after its ancestor Tahan. This was the subclan descended from the Shuthelahites, the Aranites, named after their ancestor Iran. The men from all the clans of Ephraim numbered 32,500. These clans of Manasseh and Ephraim were all descendants of Joseph. These were the clans descended from the sons of Benjamin. The Belahite clan, named after its ancestor Bela. The Ashbelite clan, named after its ancestor Ashbel. The Ahiramite clan, named after its ancestor Ahiram. The Shufamite clan, named after its ancestor Shufam. The Hufamite clan, named after its ancestor Hufam. These were the subclans descended from the Belaites. The Ardites, named after their ancestor Ard. The Naamites, named after their ancestor Naaman. The men from all the clans of Benjamin numbered 45,600. These were the clans descended from the sons of Dan. The Shuhamite clan, named after its ancestor Shuham. All the clans of Dan were Shuhamite clans, and the men from these clans numbered 64,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Asher. The Imnite clan, named after its ancestor Imnah. The Ishvite clan, named after its ancestor Ishvi. The Bereite clan, named after its ancestor Berea. These were the subclans descended from the Bereites. The Heberites, named after their ancestor Heber. The Malkielites, named after their ancestor Malkiel. Asher also had a daughter named Seirah. The men from all the clans of Asher numbered 53,400. These were the clans descended from the sons of Naphtali. The Jazeelite clan, named after its ancestor Jaziel. The Gunite clan, named after its ancestor Guni. The Jezerite clan, named after its ancestor Jezer. The Shilamite clan, named after its ancestor Shillem. The men from all the clans of Naphtali numbered 45,400. So the total number of Israelite men counted in the census numbered 601,730. March 17th, the New Testament, the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 36 through 52. Anna, a prophet, was also there in the temple. She was the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher and was very old. She was a widow, for her husband had died when they'd been married only 7 years. She was now 84 years old. She never left the temple but stayed there day and night, worshiping God with fasting and prayer. She came along just as Simeon was talking with Mary and Joseph, and she began praising God. She talked about Jesus to everyone who had been waiting for the promised king to come and deliver Jerusalem. When Jesus' parents had fulfilled all the requirements of the law of the Lord, they returned home to Nazareth in Galilee. There the child grew up healthy and strong. He was filled with wisdom beyond his years, and God placed his special favor upon him. Every year Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the Passover festival. When Jesus was 12 years old, they attended the festival as usual. After the celebration was over, they started home to Nazareth, but Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. His parents didn't miss him at first, because they assumed he was with friends among the other travelers. But when he didn't show up that evening, they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. When they couldn't find him, they went back to Jerusalem to search for him there. 3 days later, they finally discovered him. He was in the temple, sitting among the religious teachers, discussing deep questions with them. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. His parents didn't know what to think. "Son," his mother said to him, "why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been frantic, searching for you everywhere." "But why did you need to search?" he asked. "You should have known that I would be in my father's house." But they didn't understand what he meant. Then he returned to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them, and his mother stored all these things in her heart. So Jesus grew both in height and in wisdom, and he was loved by God and by all who knew him. Psalm 60, verses 1 through 12. We'll read about being broken. David and Joab were leading the armies of Israel against two enemies in the north when a third enemy invaded in the south. When you get one problem solved, another one comes along, doesn't it? It seemed that God had abandoned his people and that the end was near. We'll read also about being bold. As David did not run away, instead, he boldly lifted God's banner of truth and listen for God's word of assurance. The Lord is our banner, and we can trust him to give the victory. His banner over us is love. He sings over us. We are, in fact, God's love song. The name David means beloved. God's people are beloved, not in themselves, but in Jesus Christ, the beloved one. In the midst of life's battles, remember that God loves you. And we'll read about believing. God assured David that he was in control of the nations. So David and Joab stepped out by faith and won both battles. When you feel broken, you are still his beloved. If you believe, you can boldly win the battle. So remember to march under God's banner of truth. Psalm 60, verses 1 through 12. For the choir director, a psalm of David, useful for teaching regarding the time David fought Aram-Naharaim and Aram-Zobah, and Joab returned and killed 12,000 Edomites in the Valley of Salt, to be sung to the tune, Lily of the Testimony. You have rejected us, O God, and broken our defenses. You have been angry with us. Now restore us to your favor. You have shaken our land and split it open.
Seal the cracks before it completely collapses. You have been very hard on us, making us drink wine that sent us reeling. But you have raised a banner for those who honor you, a rallying point in the face of attack. Use your strong right arm to save us, and rescue your beloved people. God has promised this by His holiness. I will divide up Shechem with joy. I will measure out the valley of Succoth. Gilead is mine, and Manasseh is mine. Ephraim will produce my warriors, and Judah will produce my kings. Moab will become my lowly servant, and Edom will be my slave. I will shout in triumph over the Philistines. But who will bring me into the fortified city? Who will bring me victory over Edom? Have you rejected us, O God? Will you no longer march with our armies? Oh, please help us against our enemies, for all human help is useless. With God's help, we will do mighty things, for He will trample down our foes. Proverbs chapter 11, verse 15. Guaranteeing a loan for a stranger is dangerous. It is better to refuse than to suffer later.